News developments concerning the economy have been largely overshadowed by the ongoing impact of tariffs and a focus on corporate earnings reports. The looming threat of new tariffs on various imports continues to be a major concern for businesses of all sizes. News reports highlight how this uncertainty is forcing small business owners to make difficult decisions, such as delaying hiring or stockpiling inventory.
A leading economist from Moody's has warned that the U.S. economy is on the precipice of recession, citing a flatlining of consumer spending, contracting manufacturing and construction sectors, and a projected fall in employment. This follows a weak jobs report from last week, which has fueled concerns about a potential economic downturn. A recent survey indicates that small businesses are increasingly turning to financial advice and data-driven tools to navigate the current economic headwinds. Fintech companies and traditional banks are responding by expanding their services to help small and medium-sized businesses, SMBs, optimize cash flow and improve operational efficiency. The weak jobs report has increased expectations for a potential interest rate cut by the Federal Reserve at its next meeting in September. While a rate cut could stimulate the economy, it also raises concerns about fueling inflation, which remains above the Fed's 2% target.
The power of AI continues to be a driving force in corporate success. Companies like Palantir and Exxon Enterprise saw significant stock gains after reporting strong profits and citing growth in their AI offerings. Sector-specific news. Fast food. McDonald's is focused on winning back lower-income diners who are cutting back on spending due to economic pressures. Airlines. Spirit Airlines was in the news after a pilot was arrested on child stalking charges. Retail. Claire's has filed for bankruptcy for the second time in 7 years.
Factoring can meet the working capital needs of businesses which do not qualify for traditional financing. Contact Chris at Versent Funding to learn if your client is a factoring fit.